gasoline butane.
Easy on the brain and hard on the
testicles.
Hang on, kids. This ride may get a bit wild.
For over 35 years, Wayne has been one of the world's top
sound collage artists.
And he had the use of only one eye.
I don't believe that. That's a lie.
You will listen to the CD over and over and over and over and over.
It's
over
a mishmash of shit.
I hate that stuff.
Attention, this announcement is for you.
Nowadays, women shave.
Yeah.
Women wax down there.
Yeah.
Women watch pornographic movies.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Surprise!
Are you mad?
Yes, we are.
I'm just so happy that God has blessed so many of us with
a meat flattener.
That was brilliant. What was that?
Ah, shut up. What do you know about music? God damn it!
Yeah.
One Jewish carpenter and itinerant preacher 2,000 years ago said,
"It's time to die. Say your prayers."
On CNN's late edition, California Senator Dianne Feinstein said, and she says, this is Air America Radio News.
Celebrity voices impersonated.
Personally, I feel like one of the highlights of modern-day comedy would have been on McHale's Navy, whenever Captain Binghamton would fall in the water. Every time Captain Binghamton and water were in the same shot, you knew he was going to fall in the water, and it was going to be real funny.
And I did not catch that eventually.
We begin tonight with some breaking news. Three
F-wipe
kids severely burned while huffing butane. Courtney Zabowski is live with what is happening. Courtney,
we're told that the assholes were huffing butane in order to get high, and at some point the butane blew up in their faces. At this point, investigators aren't sure how the butane caught fire, but again, three
dumbass
teenagers were huffing butane, and somehow that butane blew up in their faces.
Courtney, I have to say I've never heard of
shithead
huffing butane. Is that something that is happening or now or?
Really, I've never heard of that. And according to the fire captain, he was telling us that in his 18 years of experience, this is the first time he's seen something like this. So not quite sure if this is a trend or not, or something that might be going on that we just don't know about.
Let's hope that it's a trend.
You stupid fucking asshole.
Hi, I'm John Walsh, and I'm on a mission to help you teach your kids.
Satanic lies.
Good idea.
And debauchery.
I'm on a mission to help you teach your kids.
Aggressive behaviors. Nasty incidents.
Me gustan los hombres. Me aburren los niños.
Dracula.
And here's the best part.
During our anniversary sale, we're giving away
chicken blood and spears and shit.
All right, yeah, 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 yeah.
Seems like old Fibber must head their vec.
Person down the crowd. Hair and brains and things.
I'm my daddy.
What? The photo just the child off in my body. She's the and I said, take care.
I don't enjoy your jokes.
And now for our story.
I want to ask Jesus to come into my heart and help me never to swear again.
You bastard.
Go fuck yourself.
Asshole.
You're asking for trouble. For more information about trouble, call your local professional or call toll-free 1-877-TROUBLE. That's 1-877-TROUBLE. And visit us online at www.trouble.com.
I can relate.
I'm not asking you.
Look out! Michael!
Meanwhile,
England has now become a haven for sex deviants.
Sounds romantic.
What's your problem?
They just won't let me be. Oh, yeah.
Well, Gary, there's a good reason for that.
The next morning down at the Daily Bugle, publisher J. Jonah Jameson is furious.
Listen to this! And this. And this.
Hi, I'm Heather Locklear.
Alcoholic bitch.
And this is my friend Shirley.
Surprise!
She did
did her very best to make sure that nobody suspected there was a problem.
When she realized she'd married one of the donkeys by mistake.
Sounds romantic.
Coming up, can't miss tips from the Food Network's Rachel Ray.
I'm going to grab my balls and just let them hang out. Don't fuck with them too much. They're really teeny tiny. There we go.
Slut!
U.S. Deputy Secretary of State
Mr. Smarty Pants
says,
I like cheese.
What?
That's too fast.
McDonald's is your kind of place.
You think a man could eat that poison meat and live?
No, no human could.
Where will it all end?
At Johnny Mathis's house.
Which holds up to 35 people.
And also...
a chimp, a rope, and a robot.
And if that's not enough...
some wilted lettuce with some junk on top of it.
Sounds romantic.
This is a good record.
It's time for the question of the week. The question this week is...
who do you resemble most, your mommy or your daddy?
I don't look like my mommy or my daddy. I look like...
a squid eating dough in a polyethylene bag.
That sounds good.
It's all for now, but you can listen to these stories as often as you like. So, happy listening.
Well, that was superb.
It was good, you know, it had nice bits in it. But it'd be nice to have the nice bits and the other bits.